successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at RadioWasteland.us.
You know, if you want the history of how you got to stand in the world that you're currently standing in, the innovation coming in, and so, because some of that's true, you know, I mean, there wasn't a lot of smelting of iron and stuff like that going on, and
that's true.
You know, it comes in, and that's a part of the history, but what you're saying is I totally agree with, and I would wrap it up in, if you take a U.S. history class and you don't learn U.S. history,
right.
You probably need to take another class. You know? How can you teach kids U.S. history without teaching them all of that?
You know? And so
that's my issue. I keep hearing these arguments on the radio, and they're just, oh, they're teaching our kids this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, well, if that's true, don't teach them just that, because that too is only half of the story. You know,
right?
you got to teach them the whole story and leave out all the damn adjectives. This is, again, my problem. We've talked about this before with the news. Part of the problem and part of the reason why people get upset when history is taught is the biases of historians.
Sure.
And you put in a lot more adjectives when you got an angle.
Yeah. So you're saying you want, like, the simple Wikipedia version of history. You know, lots of information, but taught using, you know, the 100 most common words in English.
The what?
The 100 most common words in English.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
If you're not going to have another class. Yeah. Show me another class where kids are learning more than the 100 most commonly used words in English, and I'll expand that to the 1,000. But, I mean, if we don't have a class that's teaching them more than 100 words – no, absolutely not. Don't word it in any – yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of this is like the way we do it now is kind of like you get sort of the hero worshipy – you know, you get the version that is not too upsetting to either kids or parents up until like high school. And then you go to college and you get the version that is understood by like all historians basically.
Right.
And that version is immensely distressing. So it's like people go to college and, you know, they immediately are like, my country did what? Like, you know, it's actually quite, I don't know, not everyone who goes to college even, like, takes humanities classes. But sometimes it can be like, you know, you take these classes and it's like, hold on, the CIA did what thing? Like,
oh yeah.
So it's, you know, maybe a gentler angle of entry where we just, like, don't lie to our kids for, you know, 14 years or whatever and then send them to college and be like, hey, none of that was, like, true. It's this now. It was like, okay.
Right.
That was not eloquently put, but what I'm saying is, you know, we should maybe get some of these viewpoints in there earlier, but...
Well... I'm guessing I've probably told you this before, but bringing this around full circle, I had this issue with my daughter Harley when she was born. Both my wife and my kid's mom, you know, so Harley's like 3 or something at that point. I'm talking to both of them, and I'm just all, you know, I don't want to lie to Harley and tell her there's a Santa. I feel a little weird about it. about, you know, lying to my kid about magical beings. And they're right. both all like, oh, you're being stupid, whatever. Just let her have her fun and blah, blah, blah. So I lose, you know, I got the kid mom, I got the wife, I lose.
Sure.
And like, you know, years later, Harley's like too old to believe in Santa, but she totally believes in Santa. And finally, I'm telling the two of them, I'm just
like, Rip that bandaid off.
We need to tell her.
We have to stop that.
Right. And they're just all right, go ahead and tell her.
She's going to be taking physics classes, and she can't think that a reindeer can travel around the world in one night.
Right, right. Yeah, she's like nine or something. She's like getting too old to not have
Yeah, that's too old.
And so it gets tasked to me to break this lie to my daughter that I was forced into keeping, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And so I love a movie called Chasing Amy. I love movies. And so I
How you like movies?
I draw a picture. Oh, no. I straight up tell her. So I don't mess with her first. I straight up tell her. I'm just all Santa's not real. We were just telling you that. It's all coming from us, and we love you. And she's all, oh, okay. And she's just all like...
And watch and a little Easter bit of Bunny. Magic die inside her heart.
Yeah, no, she dealt with it perfectly.
No, she's okay.
And the Easter Bunny? And I'm all, yeah, no, also not real. Tooth Fairy? No. The gnomes? Okay, they had a thing at their school with gnomes. That's a whole nother story. Gnomes aren't real now.
Yeah.
And so I think she gets it. We're all good. We just had the conversation, and she's totally fine with it. I'm all right. Well, I guess she already knew. And so
you can't half-ass the deprogramming.
I can't just leave well enough alone. From this movie, Chasing Amy, I'm joking with her, and I draw a picture of a dollar in the middle of the thing. And I draw a picture of a snail, and then I draw Santa Claus, and then I draw the Easter Bunny, and then I draw the Tooth Fairy. And I put it down, and I say, which one will get the dollar first? And she's all, well, the Easter Bunny, because it's a bunny. And I'm all, nope. And she's all, Tooth Fairy, because it can fly. And I'm all, no. She's all, Santa. And I'm all, no, the snail will get it first. And she's all, what? And I'm just all, well, the other three are figments of your imagination.
Oh, God.
And she looks at me and she's all, you're lying! And she just screams and starts crying and runs up to her room. And
My God,
what have I done? And I finally just destroyed my daughter, who is way too old to believe in Santa.
Oh, God. You had it. You did it perfectly. And then you're like, I'm going to ram this nail in.
And she needed to marinate on it. She wasn't ready.
Oh, that's hilarious, frankly.
God, I feel so bad about it. And she'll, oh, man.
In this metaphor, the dollar picture is learning about racism in your college history classes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Honestly, yeah, that tracks.
I got a thing of Christmas cards one year, and... So this war on Christmas. All right. I'm just not going to stop.
Not going to end the show. We're just going to keep almost ending the show. And yeah.
So I came home the other day. Yeah. I came home the other day to my wife, and I'm just all, you know, for all the talk of the war on Christmas, I do not see a lot of it in my day-to-day activity. There seems to be a lot of Christmas going around. I got this thing of cards.
Oh, this story's not over.
And one of the cards, there was three different types of cards in the box. One said, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
One said, Happy Holidays.
Okay.
For the people who don't do Christmas. They right. do other things. And right. one of them said, Winter Wishes. Mm. Which I thought was hilarious. Because it's yeah. totally just like,
it's a little clunky.
Some crappy aunt. Some crappy, fully just Jesus-loving aunt. My aunt. You know, sending me the winter wishes as this sort of like half love, half screw you sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, send the winter wishes card.
Oh, you don't celebrate it? Well, here's the winter wishes card.
God, the winter wishes card.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, you can send the Winter Wishes card to your evangelical relatives and just imagine, you know, their blood pressure skyrocket.
Good point. All right.
And, you know, it's a powerful weapon in the war on Christmas.
Yeah.
A devastating new device is being employed on the front line.
That just takes holidays.
The Winter Wishes card.
Enjoy the cold.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah.
You've been listening to
The Wishes for Firewood.
All right. This is happening. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland. And what do we have to say to our audience, Kara?
Winter Wishes. Happy holidays. Winter Wishes. Okay.
Wishes.
Okay.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Colonoscopy is the